Masecha Berachot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So after we finished the first two Mishnayot, which we're talking in terms of the time that one has to say Shema, Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss the form of how a person should say it, what position he should be in. There's a machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai Omrim, Ba'erev, Kol Adam Yatu V'Yikri'u, U'Baboker Ya'amdu, Shene Emar, Ubshoch Becha Ubkumecha. Bet Shammai says that when we have these words, Ubshoch Becha Ubkumecha, which you're talking about lying down and getting up, he says not only is that talking about the time that Kiryat Shema has to be said, but it's also talking about the position a person has to be in when he says Shema. During the night time, he has to lie down and say Shema. And during the morning, he has to stand up and say Shema. Ubet Hillel Omrim, Kol Adam Kore Kedarko, Shene Emar, Ublechtecha Baderech. And Bet Hillel argues on Bet Shammai. He says, no, I disagree. You don't have to be in a different position than you normally are when you say Shema. Rather, the Pasuk says, Ublechtecha Baderech, go as you go. As you're walking on the way, you're walking, and there's no special position that you have to put yourself in when you say Shema. So however you are, you say the Shema like that. Kol Adam Kore Kedarko. If you're standing, if you're sitting, if you're lying down, whatever it may be. Bet Shammai then continues and asks Bet Hillel, Im ken, lama ne'emar u'shoch becha u'kumecha. They ask the question on Bet Hillel. So according to you, why do we have within the Pasuk, u'shoch becha u'kumecha, when you're lying down and when you're getting up? What is that teaching me? Bet Hillel answers, B'sha'a she'bnei Adam shochvim, U'b'sha'a she'bnei Adam omdim. They say, no, it's not telling you the literal position that you should be in when saying Shema. Rather, it's telling you the time that when people normally go to sleep and when people normally wake up and stand up from their bed in the morning. But it's not telling you that that's so literal that you have to be in that position. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon continues. And he says, Ani hayti baba derech. He says, I was on my way, I was riding on my donkey, and I got off my donkey, vehiteti likrot, and I lied down in order to say the Shema during the nighttime. Kedivre Bet Shammai, and I was strict like Bet Shammai. Vesikanti be'atzmi mipinei halistim. And on the way, there were shodedim, there were bandits on the way, and I put myself in danger that they could have killed me. I got off my donkey. I didn't just continue to my destination saying Shema while I was on the donkey. I got off in order to fulfill the opinion of Bet Shammai, and I put myself in danger. Amru lo, the Hachamim told him, Kedai haita lahuv be'atzmecha she'avarta al divrei Bet Hillel. The sages told him, you made a very big mistake. Halacha is like Bet Hillel. You were putting yourself in a situation of danger in order to fulfill the humrah, the stricter opinion of Bet Shammai. We don't hold like that. We hold that opinion is wrong. So if you were killed, you would have been liable for your own death. Wouldn't have been a situation where, oh, Hazit, the guy was performing a mitzvah. No, this isn't a humrah. This isn't a strict opinion that you should have been going like, because halacha is not like Bet Shammai. It's like Bet Hillel, and you should have stayed on the donkey and said Shema.